present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Sheila Hancock and Bernard Cribbins in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And once again, I'm going to ask our four panelists if they can talk for just 1 minute on the subject that I will give them without hesitating, without repeating themselves, and without deviating from the subject which is on the card in front of me. And of course, according to how well they do, they will gain those points. And they will do their best, no doubt, as before, to bend the rules. And I will do my very difficult best to try and interpret the rules. And according to how much we achieve, we hope to entertain you.
Well, that's the first 5 minutes gone anyway.
Is he wearing a wig?
That's right. It's all happening before we've even got the first subject out. So let us start the contest this week with Kenneth Williams. And Kenneth, the subject, which I don't think Ian misses. I hope Ian hasn't thought of this deliberately for you. The subject is fools.
Oh.
But as we all enjoy playing the fool on Just a Minute, Kenneth, would you talk on that subject for just a minute, starting now?
Well, Nathaniel Knobloch found his way into the thesaurus largely as a result of the famous expression, "I do not suffer fools gladly." Probably it's his only claim to fame. Shakespeare, on the other hand, used fools with tremendous effect in many of his plays and doubtless had them in mind when he said, "Let your clown speak no more than is set down for them, for there be of some that will laugh to set on some barren quantity of spectators to laugh also, though in the meantime some necessary question of the play be
then." Sheila Hancock has challenged you.
Repetition of laugh.
Of what?
Laugh.
Of laugh, yes. You did. You repeated so many words there we couldn't. And for those, this is radio, I must explain that Kenneth was putting on his extremely hurt look. Not his hurt one, his extremely hurt one. And there are 29 seconds for you, Sheila, having got a correct challenge and a point for that, to take over the subject of fools, starting now.
Only fools would repeat words on this game, because thereby you lose a point and give the thing to another person.
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Well, deviation, I'm not a fool, and I constantly repeat things.
How am I supposed to interpret that, Derek, if I say that Sheila's right?
Solomon.
Sheila has a point for an incorrect challenge, keeps the subject, another point to her, and there are 22 seconds left, starting now.
I always feel it's very unjust that the fool's parts in Shakespeare are played by men, because they are some of the best. For instance, I would love to play Jaques, but I would...
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
Play.
Yes, you did repeat the word play, I'm afraid.
She's a fool.
So, Derek's got his own back there. There's 11 seconds left for you, Derek, with the subject of fools starting now.
Fools rush in where angels fear.
Bernard Cribbins has challenged.
No, I just wondered if Kenneth would like a mint. No, that was all. Because I'm new and I'm trying to curry favour. The curry flavour...
Bernard Cribbins, who does so many commercials on television, was trying to do one on the radio and succeeded entertaining the audience by giving Derek Nimmo a point in the process.
Oh, I didn't realise that.
Yes, I'm afraid if you interrupt somebody, they get a point of us.
Oh, good.
No challenge.
Right. You're next, Kenneth.
So, Derek, you have 8 seconds left for fools starting now.
As a unanimously voted fool, I must tell you about what I do every day. And I get up in the morning and I put on my little pixie hat, rush down to the bottom of the garden and play with the fairies. I'm a
remarkable...
Pixies don't wear hats, they wear hoods.
Oh, yes, a little pixie hood. Pixie wears a hood. And that's a very clever challenge. Bernard Cribbins is going to have a chance. There's 1.5 second left in this... until the 60 seconds is up, Bernard, and you have the subject of fools starting now.
During the war...
Well... I, I must be absolutely fair. Sheila Hancock did challenge during the half second. What was your challenge?
I thought I was going to get him on hesitation.
Yes, you were. I'm sorry, you were wrong. There was no hesitation, so he has 2 points.
Thank you very much.
Because also Bernard does get an extra point because the person who speaks when the whistle goes, which tells us that 60 seconds is up, has that extra point. It was with you, Bernard, on this occasion. So at the end of the first round, the first time you play Just a Minute, you're in a commanding lead.
Am I?
Yes.
Good.
And Derek Nimmo, would you take the second subject, which is steamrollers, Just a Minute, starting now?
The first time I saw a steamroller, it was coming down a country road, and driving it was an elderly gentleman wearing a pixie hood. And I said, gosh, what a foolish thing to do. And he said, you know, it's very warm when you're driving one of these tickle, I can't even guess.
Sheila Hancock.
Hesitation.
Yes, right. Steamrollers, Sheila, you have a point for the correct challenge. There are 45 seconds left, starting now.
There are certain people who are rather like steamrollers who barge their way through life and...
Derek Nimmo.
I was just going to suggest Nicholas Parsons as being... just to give an illustration. To know, you know.
Derek Nimmo's lost another point, and Sheila keeps the subject of steamrollers, and there are, 38 seconds left, Sheila, starting
insisting
now.
Insisting that pixies wear hoods rather than hats and similar things. Also, I have seen many steamrollers in my life that have rather alarmed me. The size of them, the proportion, the fear that one might come out like Popeye does in those films, flattened and rolled up like a carpet. I am now moving into the realms of fantasy, of course, but I can't think...
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Well, she stopped talking about steamrollers. She's moved into the realms of fantasy.
But if you stick to the subject of steamrollers and move into the realms of fantasy, you're not deviating from the subject on the card, are you? Sheila still keeps the subject with another point and 14 and a half seconds left, starting now.
Their actual function, of course, is to flatten...
Derek.
Repetition of course.
Yes, you did say, of course, before, yes, I'm afraid, Sheila. Yes. There are 12 seconds left on steamrollers with you, Derek, starting now.
Sheila quite rightly pointed out, it has really fastened to the neck. You can steamroll your way through something today. Typical, of course, of the man sitting on the judicial bench. He said, I am you.
Well, on this occasion, when the whistle went telling us that the 60 seconds was up, Derek Nimmo was speaking. He gained the extra point. He is, at the end of that round, 1 point behind Sheila, who's in the lead. Bernard Cribbins is in third place, and Kenneth is in fourth place, yet to score. Bernard Cribbins, will you begin the next round? The subject, apt for you, I'm sure, fishing. I'm sure you can tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now.
My favourite form of angling, which is another word for fishing, is not trawling with a great net behind a boat, but actually to go out with a fly rod, a tapered fly line, possibly a number six or number...
Derek Nimmo.
Two flies.
There were two flies, I'm afraid. And some say there are no...
Fly rod and fly line.
But it's still...
And you already had earlier flies.
Oh, I'm fed up with this game, yes. Honestly. I'm going to go with that.
And you'll discover from that challenge that there are no flies on Derek Nimmo.
Absolutely.
46 seconds, Derek.
Where's
you? The subject is... The subject is fishing, starting now.
There are various kinds of views. You say right, but I'm not playing. Just drawing is really rather boring. The most interesting thing came out of fishing at all was deep.
Oh, no, no, no. Interest. But he said interesting and interested. Yes,
yes,
sorry.
But I'm afraid he gets another point.
Oh, I keep giving people points. It's I'm out of practice.
39 seconds fishing, Derek,
the
starting now.
Eminent divine who was not only a great fisher of men, but also actually discovered the bottled beer. It so happened that he was a little local parish and he left by the side of this stream a bottle of ale. And then he...
Sheila Hancock.
Bottle. He said bottle twice.
Yes.
Yes, I'm afraid
yes,
you did.
I did.
Of course, he lost his bottle.
You might.
I'm not.
So Sheila Hancock right. Now has the subject of fishing with 27 seconds left, starting now.
I really know very little about this one.
Kenneth Williams.
Well, she knows very little. Then why don't you shut a row up? Let me have a go. I've been able to get a word in praise, is that by Bernard?
Quite true.
And treated here like a load of rubbish. All the way from Great Portland Street to be treated like this.
And he walked.
Gone,
so what's your challenge, Kenneth?
The deviation. We don't want to hear about her not knowing about something. She's supposed to be speaking on the subject.
Well, actually, she hasn't deviated, strictly speaking, in the game.
Hesitation, I would say, then.
Yes, definitely.
Well, all I can do, unless Sheila wants to be generous and give it to you,
Yes, go on, give it to him.
She's fed up with
us. Your friend,
Go on.
Sheila Hancock, who's in the lead, has magnanimously said you can have the subject, but Sheila will get the point, because that's only fair, and the subject is fishing, Kenneth, and there are 26 seconds left, starting now.
I'm glad you've given me this subject, because before the show began...
Derek Nimmer's challenge.
He didn't. You didn't give it to him. He stole it.
No, I did ask Sheila, and Sheila very generously gave it to him, so there was no stealing there. So you have another point for a wrong challenge, Kenneth, and there are 23 seconds on fishing, starting now.
When I landed a rainbow trout, I once said to a friend nearby, "Do you not see those hues, all of them incredibly reflected in my own hair?" Now, I'm not one to fish for compliments. I wasn't, in actual fact.
Bernard Cribbins has
challenged. I just wondered why I was holding a trout above his head. Just a question. It's not really a hesitation or anything.
So Kenneth Williams with a rainbow trout above his head and 10 seconds left on fishing, starting now.
It was a very different kettle of fish from the one in which I usually find myself, i.e. a dilemma. And it's incredible that we often say it's a fishy subject when we mean that it's such a...
Kenneth Williams was speaking when the whistle went, gained that extra point. In fact, he gained other points in that round, and he's now still in fourth place. He's 1 point behind Bernard. He is 4 points behind Derek Nimmo and 5 behind our leader, Sheila Hancock, who will begin the next round. Sheila, the subject is sex equality.
Oh, dear, I should get dumped with this. God, this will give Kenneth an opportunity to insult me.
Right. Well, keep going for 60 seconds and he won't have that chance. And you start now.
I consider myself very privileged to be alive today where we have made so much progress in the equality of the sexes. And because of that reason, I'm happy to have 2 daughters. A more exciting period to be alive there couldn't be. Because I think... one of the most hopeful things for the future of mankind is that everybody should be equal and that women's talents... Here we go.
For deviation. I mean, deviation is painfully obvious to anyone who can look around any street where they're standing or any house where they're sitting that everybody is not equal. So to talk about everyone being equal, that's rubbish. I mean, it's a logical impossibility.
Kenneth has got a legitimate challenge within the context of the game, so I have to give him a point and ask him to take over the subject of sex equality. With 37 seconds left. Starting now.
In fact, my taking over the subject demonstrates the obvious superiority of...
Sheila Hancock has challenged you.
It demonstrates that you are a sneaky, nasty, ill-mannered little...
This girl is mad about me, seriously. Gone on between us in dressing rooms that I'm embarrassed you with here. She's putting it all on, that all hiding, enormous, surging amount of affection.
She also had a correct challenge. And Sheila, there are 30 seconds for sex equality with you, starting now.
Nothing could be better in a marriage, for instance, that everybody should have equal shares, including the children. I think there should be an allocation of labour.
Derek Nimmo should be challenged.
Repetition of children. We've already got 2. We've added some more.
When I was speaking before, that's right, yes, of course.
22 seconds left, Derek, for sex equality, starting now.
What fascinates me about women who talk about sex equality, what they really want is to be members of the great professions like lawyers and doctors and stockbrokers and things. Nobody wants to be a coal miner. When it comes to sex equality, they don't want to...
Sheila Hancock has challenged.
Absolutely untrue.
You want to be a coal miner?
No, I don't want to be a coal miner. That's not what sex equality is about, wanting to be a lawyer or a doctor or whatever.
That was my opinion, how I construe it.
He wasn't deviating from the subject, so he keeps it, and there are 11 seconds left, starting now.
Female equality.
Sheila Hancock.
Hesitation
is right that time. There are 8 seconds. Sheila, sex equality, starting now.
For instance, in my family, my husband happens to be
Derek Nimmer's challenge. Yes, you mentioned family before.
Oh.
Sorry.
You'll never know now what my husband is better at doing, will you?
There's one thing we know he must be.
Yeah.
And Derek Nimmo, 6 seconds left, starting now.
Sheila Hancock is a feminine chauvinist sow.
Oh. being challenged before the whistle,
they
Sheila.
Clapping, being so terribly insulted. Why the audience?
No, they were clapping. They were clapping in sympathy.
Unattractive audience.
No, they were... Listen, I took that applause to be sympathy for you.
Did you?
Yes, I think they were resenting Derek's remarks, weren't you?
Oh.
Oh, no, you weren't.
You can see how this... I might tell you that...
It's all falling apart.
I must say that...
Taken off the end.
Have a minute.
Let us continue. With the contest.
We should actually give us one of these.
Yes, there are.
I've only got four left, and I'm going to pass them around. An audience of 8,000 here, I can't pass them. Would you like that, Jim? Right here.
No, there we are. So there we are. This is televisual radio, where you can't smell the mints and you can't see them sucking them either. And Kenneth Williams, it's your turn to begin. The subject that Ian has brought along for you is Erasmus Darwin. Will you tell us something about him in just a minute, starting now?
Erasmus Darwin was born in New York, but he spent a lot of time in Litchfield. And, of course, contemporary of his in that same town was the worthy, the great Dr. Johnson. They didn't actually get on, and on one notable occasion, when he remarked, "Do you not consider life is often boring?" the reply was, "Yes, especially if one's sitting next to you."
Yeah, Bernard Cribbins
took the words out of my mouth.
Give him another mint to make up for you.
Sorry, Ken.
A wrong challenge, and you still have Erasmus Darwin and Bernard Cribbins beside you, and there are 37 seconds left, starting now.
There are many people say, of course, that the theory of natural evolution and the natural... What do you call it?
Sheila Hancock, Chuck.
Well, you shouldn't hesitate when you call it, whatever you call it.
No, you did hesitate, because you were
just
about to repeat
yourself.
Yes, I was
thinking the origin of the species, you see, because Charles Darwin, you recall, who was his grandson...
Well, she may not know that. Don't give her the information.
Words.
Because you've got to talk on the subject now.
The precursor of, do you see what I mean? That's what I'm getting at.
Yes, well, there is Erasmus Darwin is the subject. It's with you, Sheila, and there are 28 seconds left, starting now.
I'm very glad you said that, Kenneth, because I was about to make a burk of myself and say that Erasmus Darwin was the one that evolved the origin of the species, but
I
would
be far wrong. He did actually do quite
someone
a lot of
challenge
work.
Quickly.
Kenneth,
you challenge then.
No,
I was helping her out.
What?
I was helping her out.
What is your challenge, Jerry?
Well, it was hesitation. They sort of stopped and had a chat.
No, I was helping her out. Because, I mean, with knowing that the male is superior, you should always come to the help of the weaker sex, you see. And I could see that she was struggling.
Yeah, but
the
best way to do that in just a minute is to challenge. You get a point for it and you take over the subject. On this occasion, Derek Nimmo did it. He's now got the subject.
Ah.
And there are 15 seconds left. Erasmus Darwin starting now.
One wonders how excited the old boy must have been, Erasmus, when his son married Josiah Wedgwood's daughter, went down to Staffordshire and met Enoch Wood, surely the greatest potter of the age, bringing over those wonderful figures from year to year in Canada.
Well, once again, Derek Nimmo was speaking as the whistle went. He's got another point for that. He's increased his lead. He's on 13-2 ahead of Sheila Hancock, quite a few ahead of Kenneth Williams, who's now moved into third place, one ahead of Bernard Cribbins. And Derek, your turn to begin. The subject is farce. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Farce. This is a particular kind of theatrical entertainment. It was due only, really, I suppose it came into being right back with Plautus and Terence, but we constructed incuriously, beautifully, wonderful, farcical pieces. But when we talk about it today, we often think, I do anyway, of the great Aldwych farces. People like Robertson Hare, Ralph Lynn, Tom Walls, performing for 13 years at that lovely theatre which now houses the Stratford-on-Avon Company. Thark, Rookery Nook, brings tears of anticipation to anyone who ever read them. And dear old Bunny, that's General of Bald Head, who I can't mention the name twice, but it will be repetition. And he told me one day when the great master of that particular company shoved him on stage with the racing results written on his head on matinees. First funny thing to do, wasn't it? Why was it a big jump?
Sheila Hancock.
hesitation.
We were enjoying it so much.
Yeah, sure. Very good.
We had those tears. Nothing happening.
Yes, you get suspicious when nothing happens, don't you? Far more
it's
than enjoying happening.
Of course.
Sheila, you challenge and you were correct, and there are 5 seconds left on farce starting now.
I think one of the secrets of playing farce is that it has to be done absolutely seriously.
And at the end of that round, Sheila is now equal in the lead with Derek Nimmo, and they're both quite a few points ahead of Bernard Cribbins and Kenneth Williams. And Bernard, your turn to begin. The subject, tree felling. You look like a good tree-felling fella. Mm. Would you tell us something about it in just a minute, starting now?
A thing you should get, first of all, is a chainsaw. Now, these come in various sizes. You get different lengths of blade, you see, depending on the size of the tree you want to cut down. Now, when you've got your saw, you then go off into the woods and...
And Sheila Hancock challenge.
Repetition of saw.
Yes, you've sawed more than once, I'm afraid.
Chainsaw. Well, I've got a saw. Oh, God.
It is difficult, isn't it?
You know it's not difficult. I'll get her next time.
8 seconds, Sheila, on tree felling, starting now.
This is something that I find very awe-inspiring. Where I live in the country, there's a lot of it going on at the moment, and I find there's nothing more moving than seeing...
Derek Nimmo.
A repetition of fine. I find it awe-inspiring, and I find...
Yes, I'm afraid that's right. There are 28 seconds with you, Derek, on tree felling, starting now.
Out I go into the forest, all my tree hat, and I stand back, having looked at the giant conifer, move back 15 paces, and then rush at it.
Kenneth Williams has shot.
Back.
Yes.
Yes. Anyway, I don't believe you do it. Do you really believe he goes out into the forest and looks back at...
Have you noticed he's always got a hat on? I put on my little pixie hat, or I put on my little
hat. And nobody challenges
pixie
us from
hat.
These.
Right, pixie hat.
Pixie hood.
Pixie hood. Right. There are 20 and one half seconds for tree felling with you, Kenneth, starting now.
The most notable example, of course, was George Washington, who chopped down his cherry tree. Well, it wasn't his, actually. It belonged to his old man. And apparently he had to go and make amends by atoned, you see, by saying, look, I have done this thing. I do feel rotten. And thus absolve himself from guilt. Or should we say, not absolve.
Sheila and Derek are still equal in the lead, and Kenneth's catching up, but he's still a long way to go. Bernard Cribbins, will you begin the next round? The subject, sporting women.
Oh, good Lord.
60 seconds for you, Bernard, on sporting women, starting now.
Well, I've never actually sported a woman because I wouldn't know how to begin, but some of them are extremely good fisher folk. Now, for instance, on the northeast coast of Scotland, how long did you say I got?
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Well, for hesitation.
He didn't hesitate. He turned to me and said, how long do you say I've got?
Deviation.
Ah, it's too late. Your first challenge was hesitation.
Thank
you. Bernard still keeps the subject, and he's got another point. And there are 22 seconds left.
42.
There are 42 seconds left.
Well, he said 2 in the first place. Otherwise, I'd never have started.
I still have to subtract from 60 when I give the time all
right
still. The BBC haven't been able to afford a backward-working clock yet. Sporting women is the subject. 42 seconds, starting now.
There are a very hardy race of fisher ladies who go out...
Derek Nimmer's challenge.
Fisher ladies.
Fisher ladies.
Fisher.
Yes, are you challenging? Oh, well, I've got to give them on Fisher, I suppose. There are 37 seconds
different
on...
spelling.
Sporting women, 37 seconds, Derek, starting now.
Sporting women is a very interesting subject. How long have I got?
Yes, well, deviation,
What's that? Deviation?
Deviation.
Of course, yes. He didn't hesitate, but he...
Nobody deviated, totally.
Perfectly correct. There are 32 seconds left for you, Derek. Kenneth, on sporting women, starting now.
Or Vierovna Podovnik, who threw that enormous discus. I mean, I was staggered when I saw her.
Bernard Cribbins challenge.
It's not... I'd just like to hear him say that again.
Theodora Podovnik.
Thank you.
She threw this discus.
Yeah, and what are you challenging for, Bernard?
Eh?
What are you challenging for?
I didn't quite understand what he was saying. I don't speak that language. It is. Therefore, it's a deviation from English.
No. He wasn't deviating, so there are 36 seconds on sporting women with Ken.
There are hundreds of very fine athletes from that part of the world. In fact, the Ural Mountains blowing all that fresh air right across the continent gives them all that extra woof or...
what do you mean?
I meant wind, but I didn't want to be taken the wrong way.
Sheila, you challenge.
Hesitation.
Hesitation is right, and there are 11 seconds on Sporting Women with you starting now.
Any woman that agrees to appear on this panel of Just a Minute has to be pretty sporting to put up with the insults and vilification and pinching of bottoms that goes...
So with Sheila telling us about potential bottom pinching, in just a minute we come to the end of the round and the end of the contest. And as you probably guessed, it was an unusual result. Bernard Cribbins, our guest, who came only just in fourth place behind Kenneth Williams, who was catching up rapidly on our two leaders, who were fighting neck and neck all the way until Sheila got one ahead of Derek Nimmer. So Derek was second, and our winner is Sheila Hancock. So we do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute and will want to tune in again. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by John Browell.